Twins and A's coming up from Oakland. Final trip to the Coliseum. By the way, our lineup card, 2:30 today, first pitch, 3:10, Bailey Ober on the mound for the Twins. And Phil Miller is good enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline from Oakland. Phil covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Phil, how are you?
Doing well, Steve. Doing well. Beautiful day out in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and I heard in that part of California, it's going to be another hot one today.
Hot relative to the Bay Area, I suppose, but it's still just the mid-70s. It's a great day to be here.
Yeah, and the final trip to the Coliseum, I'm sure you have some memories. It is a ballpark well past its prime, but it is ultimately a shame that the A's are going to no longer be in Oakland.
It is. I do have a lot of memories. I lived in Utah for a quarter century and came here many, many times to see A's games and Giants games across the Bay. And I have quite a few memories of this whole ballpark. And it's sorry to see how it's kind of weathered and I, you know. We don't even know if it'll even be standing a year from now.
Yeah, I would assume that it's probably some valuable real estate by the freeway, et cetera, but it really changed. I remember as a kid watching games on television, watching the Twins play the Athletics out in Oakland, and it really was a cool ballpark because you had kind of a view over the center field fence. Mm-hmm. Then they built what is called Mount Davis to get the Raiders back to Oakland. And it really changed the feel of the ballpark forever, at least on television.
It really did. I sat in the stands and you could look out over the California hillside. And it was a surprisingly tranquil scene considering you're right. It is next to the freeway. It's been almost 30 years since they filled it in. So it's just old guys like us that remember what it was like and what it could be like. Now it's just a concrete football stadium without a football team.
Yeah. And by the way, They will move to Sacramento. Is that still the plan? 2 years there and then Vegas? What have you heard on that front, Phil?
Well, the plan is 3 years at least
in
Sacramento. And we have been talking to people in the clubhouse today. There's quite a few people with experience at that ballpark. And they say, you know, it's a true minor league ballpark. It won't seat many more than what they actually draw here, but it's really not made for big crowds. It's they're going to play both the minor league and major league season there, so there's a lot of worry about how well the grass will stand up, the physical field itself. I note that. As I was saying, it's a gorgeous day here. It's a high of 101 in Sacramento today. It's hard to picture what some of the midsummer day games might look like. I'm sure they will try to, kind of add some luxury a little bit for the players, but there's only so much they can do. It's a temporary home, so they're not going to want to invest, millions on ballpark improvements. I do wonder if in a couple of years, if one of the major stories in the game is what are they going to do about ballpark in Sacramento? But they're only going to get three years of it, they hope. The plan is to build on the site of the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas. I happened to fly through Las Vegas on my way here and took a look around. The two twin towers of the Tropicana are still standing. They found a lot of asbestos, so they're having to go floor by floor and kind of gut the building before they can implode it. And it's a really sad sad looking lot now. And it's also a little hard to picture them building a domed ballpark in kind of a small lot. But I will say that Minneapolis has a small footprint too for Target Field, and you would never know it. It's a gorgeous place. So we'll see if it happens. Certainly that's the A's plan, and they say that the money is in place, and we'll find out in the next 6 months whether or not the ballpark starts going forward there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so the years in Oakland winding down. Twins lose a heartbreaker last night, and it was one of those, Roy. Lewis, let's maybe start there, hit another home run. Really an extraordinary start to his injury-plagued Major League career. When healthy, he's putting up incredible numbers.
In baseball, maybe 10 home runs, double figures already. He's played 16 games this year. It's pretty incredible. But you're right, he's homered in three straight games, and they've lost all three. Royce isn't the problem, that's for sure. They need to shore up the pitching around him. They are scoring runs after a couple of stop and start lulls in the offense, but you fix one thing and another problem develops.
In the late innings, Rocco Baldelli talked about a post game. We played that audio before the news at 2 o'clock. The pitch he threw that turned into a two-run home run, it turned into the game winner for the A's. Maybe not the velocity anybody expected on that pitch.
Yeah, and you also have to say it's kind of his third best pitch. Splinker doesn't get as much notoriety as it used to because his curveball is so good, and his fastball obviously is one of the best in the game. But he went with a splinker to start, and it was such a night for aggressive hitting. Most of the home runs, I think all the home runs were hit either on the first or second pitch of an at bat, it kind of shocked Yohan Duran. You can tell, but he's also he's very good at compartmentalizing and putting it behind him, or so he said. I guess we find out now. There's still some concern that his velocity is not where it was last year, night after night after night. He's a little more up and down. He's been worked hard in the last week. He's pitched 5 innings in the last 7 days. So, they want to be careful about that. But they've played 5 straight one-run games. So, I mean, that's what the bullpen is there for, to pull those games out. And it's as much as they try to avoid overusing him, I think maybe he's feeling the effects of kind of a workload this week.
Twins turn the page, try and break that losing streak at 3. They drop the final 2 games of the homestand to the Rays, and then drop the opener Friday night in Oakland. Bailey Ober on the mound today, and it's one of those, considering the work the bullpen had, hopes are that Bailey Ober could be efficient early and pitch deep in the ballgame.
As he did when he faced these guys last week at Target Field, he started game one. He gave up 2 runs to the A's and did exactly that. He pitched deep into the game. I think that game he went 6 innings, I think my memory is. That's kind of what they need for him tonight. Boy, could they use a blowout after 5 straight one-run games, just to let the bullpen, kind of have a day off. So we'll see if that happens. And then they have Pablo again tomorrow. It's funny how every pitcher has gone from, we've got him going tomorrow, so they're in good shape, to, there's, he's been up and down lately. We're hoping he can right himself. Pablo's the same way. So it's an oddly important final series in Oakland for the Twins.
And well, one of the things we saw and got a taste of, and it's been overshadowed a little bit by the latest three-game skid, is the fact that Correa, Lewis, and Buxton are all in the lineup together. Carlos Correa went 0-for-4 on Friday night, but has been on a tear as of late. We already talked about Royce Lewis. You know, this was kind of the vision, is that these guys would anchor the middle of that lineup for the Twins, and hopefully we'll continue to see that, and everybody stays in the lineup, and they all stay hot, if you will, as the Twins try and gain any ground on Cleveland, and that's not been easy.
It's true. They're kind of spinning their wheels here with this losing streak. Yeah. But you know, since those three have been together, things really have been looking up for the offense. You know, they got shut out a couple times in Pittsburgh, and that felt like a low point. But since then, they've only once have they failed to score at least four runs. So they've reached double figures a couple of times. They're trying to pour it on. I mean, even in these three losses, they've scored 13 runs, which, you know, you figure they win at least one of those games. But I think there is excitement along with the emergence of Willy Castro and how well he's been hitting, and Jose Miranda in as he searches for a role. One thing he hasn't done is stopped hitting. So you can see the vision they had for this lineup is in sight. It's the pieces are together now, and I do think that they're, you know, we're starting to see some of the results of it, and I think they're pretty excited for if those guys stay healthy for what's ahead.
Finally, Phil, want to bring up Carlos Santana reached a milestone. 2,000 games in the major leagues. There aren't a lot of people that can say they played 2,000 games in the major leagues. It's a pretty low number considering how many have put on a major league uniform over the years.
And it's amazing, it's instructive how much pride guys take in milestones like that. It's not like I hit 40 home runs this year or that was my big RBI year, but it really means something. You can tell the players really respect that. He's the 251st big leaguer in history to play that long. It really is remarkable to have that kind of longevity. It means you've been around a while, talented enough that teams want you, and productive enough to stay in the lineup and healthy enough to play every day. Carlos went 10 straight years, except for the pandemic, playing at least 140 some games a year. That's an amazing durability. I wish I could say that.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of when Sonny Gray, 10 years in the big leagues, if memory serves, that, you know, that's a big deal. You get to 10 years of service in the major leagues, or let alone 2,000 games in the major leagues. That is impressive. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, 250 guys, you look at the list of players that have played that many, and there's fewer guys that have done that are in the Hall of Fame, you know, obviously because of pitchers, but you look at the list and it's full of Hall of Famers. Even the guys that are at around 2000, well, Ellis Burks has played exactly 2000 games in his career before retiring. And, you know, Ellis Burks was a really good ball player at his time, just as, it will be something remembered for a long time, whether you make the Hall of Fame or not. Carlos is second among active big leaguers now in games played, which it's just a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, cool story. All right, Phil, good to visit
with you. Can you name who's first?
The first all time games played. Pete Rose. I'm not looking at the list.
And first, Pete Rose is correct, and Yastrzemski is second. And active, the only guy with more.
Oh. Who is it?
It's Andrew McCutchen of the Pirates.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Another guy that, wow, he's been good for a long time.
Yeah, that is a great run. Well, Phil, good to visit with you. Thanks.
And you too, Steve. Good talking to you.
All right, there he is. Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. We'll have a sneak peek at the scores, games in progress, and sneak peek at that Twins lineup today. We'll have the lineup card from the Treasure Island Baseball Network at 2:30, first pitch 3:10, Ober against Sears. Twins and A's from Oakland coming up. Twins and A's from California. Our lineup card at 2:30, first pitch 3:10. More on that in a moment. Cleveland starting the day. 7 clear of Kansas City, 7.5 in front of the Twins. Let's see if we can get some scores on at least the early games in the major leagues today. Of course, Twins in Oakland, one of the matinees through 7. White Sox lead the Tigers 5-0 in Detroit. Top of 4 in St. Louis. Giants lead the Cards 4-2. Top of 4 at Wrigley. The Cubs lead the Mets 6-0. Other games today, Rays and Pirates from Pittsburgh and PNC. The Royals take on the Rangers down in Texas. Phillies and Diamondbacks go at it in Philadelphia. The Red Sox and Reds play in Cincinnati. The Orioles and Astros play in Houston today. A ton of day games. Blue Jays Guardians get started shortly in Cleveland. And the Mariners and Marlins play down in Miami this afternoon. Just 4 games under the lights tonight in the major leagues, including the Twins and A's once again in that matinee today. Let's take a look at that lineup behind Bailey Ober in the ball game today for the Minnesota Twins as they try and break a 3-game losing streak, drop the final 2 games of the homestand to the Rays, and then lost 6-5 in the opener in Oakland last night. Margot, Correa, Lewis, Miranda, Santana, Jeffers, Buxton, Castro, and Farmer. Margot in right, Correa at short, Lewis will DH, Miranda at third, Santana at first, Jeffers will catch, Buxton in center, Castro in left, Farmer at second base behind Bailey Ober today in Oakland. And while we have a moment, Phil said the weather is lovely. Oakland right along the bay, so it's sunny and 75. Bit inland, highs around 90. Sacramento, the future home of the A's, triple digits today. Our weather, showers and thunderstorms, and then those will finally move on. And then patchy fog and partly cloudy tonight, a low near 59. And then on Sunday, sunny and 81. Monday, sunny and 87. Rain again Monday night. And then on Tuesday, sunny and 87. Wednesday, a little cooler, sunny and 81. Thursday, a chance of thunderstorms and 82. And next Thursday night, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then, of course, that chance continues on Friday with 82. So that stormy pattern continues in these parts. Right now, showers, maybe a thunderstorm in your neighborhood, and 73 degrees here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. A big thanks to all our guests earlier. Mike Hansen, the director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. We also had Steve Carney, took us outdoors, our good friend John Millay at Target Field today for the state championship baseball games. Earlier, Totino Grays beat Matamidi 2-1. They're in a rain delay right now with Eastridge and Moundsview playing in that 4A championship game. And then, of course, Phil Miller joining us earlier this half hour covering the Twins for the Star Tribune. Big thanks to Josh Wheeler. He's manning the fort downtown. We have the Twins and A's coming up next here on a Saturday. News Talk 830-WCCO. Twins and A's coming up from Oakland. Final trip to the Coliseum. By the way, our lineup card, 2:30 today, first pitch 3:10. Bailey Ober on the mound for the Twins. And Phil Miller is good enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline from Oakland. Phil covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Phil, how are you?
Doing well, Steve. Doing well. A beautiful day out in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and I heard in that part of California, it's going to be another hot one today.
Hot relative to the Bay Area, I suppose, but it's still just the mid-70s. It's a great day to be here.
Yeah, and the final trip to the Coliseum, I'm sure you have some memories. It is a ballpark well past its prime, but it is ultimately a shame that the A's are going to no longer be in Oakland.
It is. I do have a lot of memories. I lived in Utah for a quarter century and came here many, many times to see A's games and Giants games across the Bay, and I have quite a few memories of this whole ballpark, and it's sorry to see how it's kind of weathered, and I, you know, we don't even know if it'll even be standing a year from now.
Yeah, I would assume that it's probably some valuable real estate by the freeway, et cetera, but it really changed. I remember as a kid watching games on television, watching the Twins play the Athletics out in Oakland, and it really was a cool ballpark because you had kind of a view over the center field fence.
Mm-hmm.
Then they built what is called Mount Davis to get the Raiders back to Oakland, and it really changed the feel of the ballpark forever, at least on television.
It really did. I sat in the stands, and yeah, you could look out over the California hillside, and it was a surprisingly tranquil scene, considering, you're right, it is next to the freeway. It's been almost 30 years since they filled it in, so it's just old guys like us that remember what it was like and what it could be like. Now it's just a concrete football stadium without a football team.
Yeah, and by the way, they will move to Sacramento. Is that still the plan? 2 years there and then Vegas? What have you heard on that front, Phil?
Well, the plan is 3 years at least
in
Sacramento. And we have been talking to people in the clubhouse today. There's quite a few people with experience at that ballpark, and they say, you know, it's a true minor league ballpark. It won't seat many more than, what they actually draw here. It's really not made for big crowds. They're going to play both the minor league and major league season there, so there's a lot of worry about how well the grass will stand up, the physical field itself. I note that, as I was saying, it's a gorgeous day here. It's a high of 101 in Sacramento today. It's hard to picture what some of the midsummer day games might look like. I'm sure they will try to, kind of add some luxury a little bit for the players, but there's only so much they can do. It's a temporary home, so they're not going to want to invest, millions to ballpark improvements. I do wonder if, in a couple of years, if one of the major stories in the game is what are they going to do about ballpark in Sacramento? But they're only going to get three years of it, they hope. The plan is to build on the site of the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas. I happened to fly through Las Vegas on my way here and took a look around. It's the two twin towers of the Tropicana are still standing. They found a lot of asbestos, so they're having to go floor by floor and kind of gut the building before they can implode it. And it's a really sad looking lot now. And it's also a little hard to picture them building a domed ballpark in kind of a small lot, but I will say that Minneapolis has a small footprint too for Target Field, and you would never know it. It's a gorgeous place, so we'll see if it happens. Certainly that's the A's plan, and they say that the money's in place, and we'll I guess we'll find out in the next 6 months whether or not the ballpark starts going forward there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so the years in Oakland winding down. Twins lose a heartbreaker last night, and it was one of those. Royce Lewis, let's maybe start there, hit another home run. Really an extraordinary start to his injury-plagued Major League career. When healthy, he's putting up incredible numbers.
In baseball, maybe 10 home runs, double figures already. He's played 16 games this year. It's pretty incredible. But you're right, he's homered in three straight games, and they've lost all three. Royce isn't the problem, that's for sure. They need to shore up the pitching around him. They are scoring runs after a couple of stop and start lulls in the offense, but you fix one thing and another problem develops.
In the late innings, Rocco Baldelli talked about a post game. We played that audio before the news at 2 o'clock. The pitch he threw that turned into a two-run home run, it turned into the game winner for the A's. Maybe not the velocity anybody expected on that pitch.
Yeah, and you also have to say it's kind of his third best pitch. Splinker doesn't get as much notoriety as it used to because his curveball is so good, and his fastball obviously is one of the best in the game. But he went with a splinker to start, and it was such a night for aggressive hitting. Most of the home runs, I think all the home runs were hit either on the first or second pitch of an at bat, and it kind of shocked Yohan Duran. You can tell, but he's also he's very good at compartmentalizing and putting it behind him, So he said. I guess we find out now. There's still some concern that his velocity is not where it was last year, night after night after night. He's a little more up and down. He's been worked hard in the last week. He's pitched five innings in the last 7 days. So, they want to be careful about that. But they've played five straight one-run games. So, I mean, that's what the bullpen's there for, to pull those games out. And it's as much as they try to avoid overusing him, I think maybe he's feeling the effects of kind of a workload this week.
Twins turn the page, try and break that losing streak at 3. They drop the final two games of the homestand to the Rays, and then drop the opener Friday night in Oakland. Bailey Ober on the mound today, and it's one of those, considering the work the bullpen had, hopes are that Bailey Ober could be efficient early and pitch deep in the ballgame.
As he did when he faced these guys last week at Target Field, he started game one. He gave up two runs to the A's and did exactly that. He pitched deep into the game. I think that game he went six innings, I think my memory is. That's kind of what they need for him tonight. Boy, could they use a blowout after five straight one-run games just to let the bullpen, kind of have a day off. So we'll see if that happens. And then they have Pablo again tomorrow. It's funny how every pitcher has gone from, we've got him going tomorrow, so they're in good shape, to, he's been up and down lately. We're hoping he can right himself. Pablo's the same way. It's an oddly important final series in Oakland for the Twins.
And one of the things we saw and got a taste of, and it's been overshadowed a little bit by the latest three-game skid, is the fact that Correa, Lewis, and Buxton are all in the lineup together. Carlos Correa went 0-for-4 on Friday night, but has been on a tear as of late. We already talked about Royce Lewis. You know, this was kind of the vision, is that these guys would anchor the middle of that lineup for the Twins, and hopefully we'll continue to see that, and everybody stays in the lineup, and they all stay hot, if you will, as the Twins try and gain any ground on Cleveland, and that's not been easy.
It's true. They're kind of spinning their wheels here with this losing streak, yeah. But you know, since those three have been together, things really have been looking up for the offense. You know, they got shut out a couple times in Pittsburgh, and that felt like a low point, but since then, they only once have they failed to score at least four runs. So they've reached double figures a couple of times. They're trying to pour it on. I mean, even in these three losses, they've scored 13 runs, which you figure they win at least one of those games. But I think there is excitement along with the emergence of Willie Castro and how well he's been hitting, and Jose Miranda in kind of as he searches for a role. One thing he hasn't done is stopped hitting. So you can see the vision they had for this lineup is in sight. It's the pieces are together now, and I do think that they're, you know, we're starting to see some of the results of it, and I think they're pretty excited for if those guys stay healthy for what's ahead.
Finally, Phil, want to bring up Carlos Santana reached a milestone, 2,000 games in the major leagues. There aren't a lot of people that can say they played 2,000 games in the major leagues. It's a pretty low number considering how many have put on a major league uniform over the years.
And it's amazing, it's instructive how much pride guys take in milestones like that. It's not like I hit 40 home runs this year, or that was my big RBI year, but it really means something. You can tell the players really respect that. He's the 251st big leaguer in history to play that long. It really is remarkable to have that kind of longevity. It means you've been around a while, talented enough that teams want you, and productive enough to stay in the lineup, and healthy enough to play every day. Carlos went 10 straight years, except for the pandemic, playing at least 140 some games a year. That's an amazing durability. I wish I could say that.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of when Sonny Gray, 10 years in the big leagues, if memory serves, mm-hmm. that's a big deal. You get to 10 years of service in the major leagues, or let alone 2,000 games in the major leagues. That is impressive. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, 250 guys, you look at the list of players that have played that many, and there's fewer guys that have done that are in the Hall of Fame, you know, obviously because of pitchers, but you look at the list, and it's full of Hall of Famers. Even the guys that are at around 2000, Ellis Burks was the, has played exactly 2000 games in his career before retiring. And, you know, Ellis Burks was a really good ball player at his time. It will be something remembered for a long time, whether you make the Hall of Fame or not. Carlos is second among active big leaguers now in games played, which it's just a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, cool story. All right, Phil, good to visit
with you. Can you name who's first?
The first all time games played. Pete Rose. I'm not looking at the list.
And first, Pete Rose is correct, and Yastrzemski is second. And active, the only guy with more?
Oh. Who is it?
It's Andrew McCutchen of the Pirates.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Another guy wow, he's been good for a long time.
Yeah, that is a great run. Well, Phil, good to visit with you. Thanks.
And you too, Steve. Good talking to you.
All right. All right, there he is. Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. We'll have a sneak peek at the scores, games in progress, and sneak peek at that Twins lineup today. We'll have the lineup card from the Treasure Island Baseball Network at 2:30, first pitch, 3:10, over against Sears. Twins and A's from Oakland coming up. Twins and A's from California. Our lineup card at 2:30, first pitch, 3:10. More on that in a moment. Cleveland starting the day. 7 clear of Kansas City, 7.5 in front of the Twins. Let's see if we can get some scores on at least the early games in the major leagues today. Of course, Twins in Oakland, one of the matinees through 7. White Sox lead the Tigers 5-0 in Detroit. Top of 4 in St. Louis. Giants lead the Cards 4-2. Top of 4 at Wrigley. The Cubs lead the Mets 6-0. Other games today, Rays and Pirates from Pittsburgh and PNC. The Royals take on the Rangers down in Texas. Phillies and Diamondbacks go at it in Philadelphia. The Red Sox and Reds play in Cincinnati. The Orioles and Astros play in Houston today. A ton of day games. Blue Jays Guardians get started shortly in Cleveland, and the Mariners and Marlins play down in Miami this afternoon. Just 4 games under the lights tonight in the major leagues, including the Twins and A's once again in that matinee today. Let's take a look at that lineup behind Bailey Ober in the ball game today for the Minnesota Twins as they try and break a 3-game losing streak, dropped the final 2 games of the homestand to the Rays, and then lost 6-5 in the opener in Oakland last night. Margot, Correa, Lewis, Miranda, Santana, Jeffers, Buxton, Castro, and Farmer. Margot and Wright, Correa at short, Lewis will DH, Miranda at third, Santana at first, Jeffers will catch, Buxton in center, Castro in left, Farmer at second base behind Bailey Ober today in Oakland. And while we have a moment, Phil said the weather is lovely. Oakland right along the bay, so it's sunny and 75. Bit inland, highs around 90. Sacramento, the future home of the A's, triple digits today. Our weather, showers and thunderstorms, and then those will finally move on. And then patchy fog and partly cloudy tonight, a low near 59. And then on Sunday, sunny and 81. Monday, sunny and 87. Rain again Monday night. And then on Tuesday, sunny and 87. Wednesday, a little cooler, sunny and 81. Thursday, a chance of thunderstorms and 82. And next Thursday night, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then, of course, that chance continues on Friday with 82. So that stormy pattern continues in these parts. Right now, showers, maybe a thunderstorm in your neighborhood, and 73 degrees here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. A big thanks to all our guests earlier. Mike Hansen, the director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. We also had Steve Carney, took us outdoors. Our good friend John Millay at Target Field today for the state championship baseball games. Earlier, Totino Grays beat Matamidi 2-1. They're in a rain delay right now with Eastridge and Moundsview playing in that 4A championship game. And then, of course, Phil Miller joining us earlier this half hour covering the Twins for the Star Tribune. Big thanks to Josh Wheeler. He's manning the fort downtown. We have the Twins and A's coming up next here on a Saturday. News Talk, 830 WCCO.